Although the new Arizona legislative session won't begin until Monday, state lawmakers are already looking at a very long to-do list. We'll hear more next from Christopher Conover.
The legislature is looking at a shortfall of over $1 billion in the current fiscal year, and next year that shortfall could grow to $3 billion. To put that in context, the total budget is a little more than $10 billion. The legislature ended 2009 with a special session to whittle away at the current shortfall. State Treasurer Dean Martin says the cuts were needed, but not nearly enough.
The cuts that were done, the actual structural reductions, were less than $100 million. Even though it was a $300 million worth of savings in that session, less than 100 of that was permanent or real savings. The other 200 were one-time types of adjustments.
One of those adjustments, as Martin referred to them, was a deferment of some payments.
The governor instituted a slowdown of payments and delayed the university payments until the sale of state buildings occurs. It looks like that's going to get us through January. If the sale of state buildings does not occur in January, we will not have the money for bills in February.
Those deferments of payments to the universities may have helped out the state as a whole, but as University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Shelton explains, it did cause some scrambling on campus.
They now are saying they will make a double payment in January. This is similar to what happened at the end of last fiscal year, where they did not make the May or the June payment, and then they doubled up in August and September. So what we are doing is using some funds that we have, discretionary auxiliary funds, funds that maybe would be committed for other purposes but don't have to be paid out yet, to make this transition.
The budget situation in Arizona has been characterized as dire. Treasurer Martin said at one point the state is looking under every seat cushion to find money. But Arizona's not alone in its financial troubles. The Pew Center for the States recently released a report, Beyond California, States in Fiscal Peril, which looked at 9 states, including Arizona, which are in financial trouble. Susan Uran is the managing director of the Pew Center on the States. She says there was no way for any state to avoid the downturn in the economy.
For fiscal year 2010, for example, states were facing a $174 billion cumulative budget gap. That's a lot of revenue that they need to come up with to close that gap.
Arizona's budget deficit is nearly 42%, and some of its budget problems were of particular interest to the researchers at the Pew Center on the States.
Much like California, they faced very steep drops in revenue, even more than California. So as they were planning, as Arizona began to plan for fiscal year 2009, fiscal year 2010, it's like the ground was really moving underneath the feet of policymakers because they kept consistently having less money than they thought they were going to have.
Some economists say the recession is beginning to bottom out. Others aren't so sure. But does that mean brighter times ahead for state lawmakers as they prepare to get back to work on the current budget and next year's fiscal plan? The Pew Center's Uran says recovery will take time.
Coming into next year for fiscal year 2011, they're still projecting about a $55 billion cumulative budget gap across the country and another nearly $70 billion for 2012. So that's really looking out this year, next year, and the year after that. Still pretty sizable budget gaps across the country that are going to need to be closed. And the impacts of the recession really lag and hit states. So unemployment is still a significant problem across the states.
In hopes of getting the state's economy moving, House leaders are proposing a series of corporate tax cuts and other incentives to bring business into Arizona once again. Treasurer Dean Martin says while he hasn't seen all the details of that plan, it does seem to have some merit.
The fact that we went from first in the nation in job creation to 50th in the nation, that is what's hurting us the most.
Arizona's constitution says the budget must be balanced. The legislature has until this summer to accomplish that. If they carry the deficit over to the next fiscal year, a handful of groups have already said they're ready to sue. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.